everybody, it's Lindsay, and this is Spotlight from the Mac Weekly.
This is Spotlight from the Mac Weekly.
Okay, today we've got Howie. Howie's awesome. Howie's kind. She has a reputation for it on campus. She's great. She's a beautiful singer. So, without further ado, here she is.
My name is Howie. I am originally from Ethiopia, but I came here when I was around 11 years old. I am an international studies and political science major with an African studies concentration. Yeah, so we decided to compete for Funkathon because we all kind of liked music, and the idea of producing music overnight was something that was really interesting. Some days I feel the pain gathering like a cloud holding me to the ground and caging me and my melody, and I plead for freedom. The song was called Still Standing. It was based on kind of the stories that our peers shared through From Our Lips, which was one of the programs that was hosted where people of color and Black students were sharing some of their experiences here at Mac. And so it was just both stories of kind of vulnerabilities and story of hope. And that was kind of the contrast that we wanted to capture in our music. I was singing and just took part in the writing process as well. It was amazing. It was really transformational experience of working together and producing something together that honored our peers. Yeah, though we may carry our songs of sorrow, I know the going is never easy. Just wait, there's a story that will speak. Just wait, there's a story that will speak, that will move, that will heal. So yeah, being a Bonner Scholar has been one of the highlights of my McAllister career. The Bonner community each have just a passion and a burden for a particular community, and just seeing them kind of plug in into that and being able to serve their respective communities has been it's been an amazing learning experience for me. So I come from a large Oromo community here in Minneapolis. My mom was originally an Oromo refugee here, and then we were reunited with her when my family came, along with my brother and my dad. And so when I was doing my kind of outreach initiatives, I reached out to the Oromo communities here and some who have kind of been displaced and don't know where their family members are. And so just to say this, you know, the Red Cross work is there to serve you. So if you want to reconnect with your family members, we're able to file cases and different things. There's things I just didn't know about my community itself that I was able to learn when I came here. Yeah, so it's interesting because the Bonner is more kind of hands-on work experience, whereas Mellon is research, and it's geared toward encouraging minorities into academia. And going into Mellon, I didn't know that this is, you know, I want a life of in academia, but I knew that I loved to learn, and I loved explaining things, what I've learned, and making just the classroom a space of multi-ethnic, multicultural dialogue. And those are the things that kind of nudged me toward Mellon. I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned that perhaps I didn't expect coming into MAC is really the importance of seeking insight to things. I remember the way that I did my first 2 years, or even perhaps 3 years at MAC, is a bit different than the way I'm doing my senior year. And that I really, coming in, I wanted to do everything. I wanted to get involved, you know, serve. that kind of attitude. And it really took kind of the encouragement of a professor to say, you know, it's okay to step back, seek insight, see, you know, how is it that I can kind of tailor my energy and really think about what I'm getting out of things, but also how I can best serve the people that are around me. And so that commitment to always seek insight and to seek wisdom is something that I take out from being at MAC. I think I am a product of many people who have invested in me, who have engaged in one way or another. There are people who have mentored me personally, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally. And the very way that they've invested in me is the way that I want to invest back into my respective communities.
So is there anything else you think that I should have asked that people should know about you?
No, I just love MAC and the people at MAC. And yeah, they're really like the center of my inspiration. So it's about them. I'm just being interviewed here, but it's really about them. So okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Ira Glass here. Just kidding. It's Lindsay. Listen, I know you might like listening to Audio Spotlight, but if you haven't done it yet, get yourself a copy of the MAC Weekly, like a print, old-fashioned paper copy. They're in the Campus Center, they're probably other places. You can read a print version of this interview with Howie, plus every other awesome thing that we put in the newspaper. So, pick it up.